T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wanted to chat with our Braves insider, Joe Patrick, here on a very interesting day for Braves fans, Joe. I'm sure you're interacting with some folks on Twitter today that aren't entirely happy with what's gone on over the last 24 hours. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I mean, that's just how things go. I think I've made the joke before that anytime you walk into a room with two Braves fans, one of them's gonna be mad about something, and now it seems like the ratio might even be higher than that. But you know, I can't really blame them too much. You know, I think there's reasons for it, and the frustration is understandable right now.
Well, Joe, based on what we're seeing, you know, outside of the good things, the bats. I mean, the young players stepping up big time. But give the Braves, the fan base here, a reason to be optimistic going forward based on what we currently have when it comes to the rotation and the bullpen.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, everything seems so doom and gloom right now because of obviously what happened with Craig Kimbrel. And the truth of the matter is that the Braves are still the fun, exciting team that we've been watching over the last, you know, couple months. And they just... The most exciting thing about them, in my opinion, is that we've literally seen them improve. We've seen these guys get better individually and as a team over the course of the last, you know, couple months. So that is something to look forward to. You know, when you're watching a baseball team, when you're watching sports in general, you just are there for entertainment, to have fun, and that's what this team provides you. And it's a young core, like I said, that's improving, and this team is probably going to be good for a long time. So that's something to look forward to. I think... There may be some disillusion if anyone thought that this was a team that was really a bona fide World Series contender. They're not right now, but they have a very young core, and hopefully they will be, you know, down the line.
Do you think that is, I mean, if we were able to get a true, like, you give Alex Anthopoulos truth serum, and he'd tell you the actual truth as to what's going on with the plan this season, do you think that the justification for not doing a whole lot is the fact that the young core is intact? I mean, look, if they don't go for it this year and don't win the World Series this year, 90% of these guys are back next year. Do you get the sense that that's the actual reason why we haven't seen a lot of movement and a lot of splashy signings?
Yeah, I do, and it's a very fine line to walk as a front office, as an organization. You don't want to admit that you are not, you know, trying to win a World Series. Of course you're trying to win a World Series, and you definitely want your fans to be engaged in that way. But on the other hand, you have to think about what is best for this organization long-term. And I know Terry McGuirk has had quotes, I believe in The Athletic, before the season, saying that, you know, his goal is not just to be good this season, it's to be good for a long, long time. And if you look at what the Braves have done this year, you know, they've made two of the best signings in all of baseball going in recent years, with the contracts that they were able to sign Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies to. I mean, these contracts lock down these guys for, you know, the next decade. So it's going to be a good future for the Braves. It's just hard in this period where you want the team, when you're seeing improvements, like I just talked about this season, you know, you want to see the team vault right into contention for a World Series. And I think that where we are with this team right now is that they're not quite at that stage, but they're still a fun team to watch. And so I think that the Braves front office is just trying to navigate that position that they are in right now.
Joe, is it safe to say, when you look at the pitchers from the rotation and the bullpen, we will not see any movement based on what we currently have? So is it safe to say at the end of the season, the rotation will look the same like it is right now?
No, I think there will be some shuffling that happens. And I'm not sure. I think they will make a trade. It sounds like, I know we joked about, you know, the financial flexibility and kind of, you know, the mistrust that fans might have based on what has happened with this free agency, these two big-time free agents. And, you know, one of them is still on the table. But I do think that this team is prepared to make a move at the trade deadline. You know, Alex Anthopoulos, or maybe it was Terry McGuirk, talked about, you know, kind of the morale boost that is built into the making those deals at that time of the season, that can really give your team a lift. And I think that the Braves are planning for that. how the bullpen and the rotation gets shuffled around is still a question. No, could they bring in a Sean Newcomb into the rotation and then get a bullpen arm? They could definitely do that. May they just go ahead and try to make a move for an arm in the starting rotation and leave a guy like Sean Newcomb or Tuki Toussaint in the bullpen? They could do that. They have many multiple ways they could go about it, but I do think that they will make a move. And to be honest, like, Kevin Gausman has to really turn around his performances if he wants to keep his spot in the rotation.
Joe Patrick joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Joe is our 92.9 The Game Braves insider. Covers all things Braves for us on the website and on the air at 92.9 The Game. Gausman, you mentioned, and obviously Gausman is a big talking point today given what he did last night and over his last six starts, really. I mean, Brian Snicker said he's in a funk. That's like a month and a half long funk. That's a long time to have a 7 ERA. Why do you feel like Snitker is a little bit more forgiving of him and Folty and Julio and some of the older guys than he was earlier in the year with some of the younger pitchers? It seemed like early in the year they were very quick to make moves with the rotation. But if Kevin Gausman was held to that same standard, it seems like he might have been moved out of the rotation already. And if not already, then very soon.
Yeah, I think part of it is just the standing that these guys have as veterans in the game contractually, where there's less maneuverability with them on the roster as there is with younger players. So you might see younger players get shuffled around a little bit more. And therefore, since you have that ability to maneuver them around, you can talk a little bit more openly and honestly about their performances. As to where now, I think Snicker is really trying to protect some of his guys, you know, in the media, which is understandable. That's why players love to play for him. But I think that, you know, when it comes to Kevin Gausman, the thing that worries me, and something that the writers that were there on the road with them were asking about, was his pitch repertoire is not very deep. He basically throws two pitches. He's a two-pitch starting pitcher. He throws a four-seam fastball, and he throws a splitter. And early in the season, he was having a lot of success, especially elevating the fastball and kind of getting batters' eye movements, you know, going up and down vertically in the zone. And right now, it just doesn't seem to be there. And I'm not sure. He was asked about whether he's tipping pitches. It's something that Brian Jordan has talked about on our air here, whether he's doing that. He kind of denied. He didn't think that he was tipping pitches, but maybe it could have to do with, you know, the general pattern of pitches that he's throwing and batters are able to guess. But I think that, you know, only having those two pitches to go to is really hurting him. And, you know, he has a slider that he's thrown in the past, but right now he's not really throwing it a whole lot. So it'll be interesting to see if he starts to try to integrate something else just to keep batters off balance a little bit.
Joe, let's transition to the bats. I mean, Austin Riley has been, you know, a big-time surprise. Not necessarily surprised from how well he's been playing, but the explosion-type plays and consistency. What do you see from him as far as being able to sustain this level of play that he's been providing as of late?
Yeah, no, I think it's totally fair to say it's been a surprise. And again, not that we expected him to not be good, but I just think the level that we're seeing is beyond what any of us could have ever expected from him. And I've said this over and over, but I just keep on repeating it, how professional he is from a mental standpoint is really what's going to carry him, and it's what has kind of carried him to stay so level-headed so far this season. His approach to the plate is like something you would expect from a 10-year veteran, the way he's paying attention to what the pitcher is throwing other batters in the lineup throughout the games. You know, he is totally engaged in what is going on. He's not kind of, you know, taking the time to, you know, take it all in and just kind of, you know, have fun in the dugout or whatever. He is paying attention, and the results are there for him. He's able to understand how a pitcher is trying to work against him, and he's covering up his flaws already. He talked to us when he first came up about, you know, the fastball high was something that he had struggled with in the past, and it's something that he's already looking like he's very well capable of hitting those pitches out of the ballpark now.
Joe Patrick joining us here on the Midday Show, talking some Braves. He's our Braves insider for 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Joe, we started the show diving into and trying to dissect the term financial flexibility. Because to me, it seems like it would mean one thing, but we haven't really seen it mean the thing that you would think that it means. What do you think that financial flexibility actually means?
What does it actually mean? I think it actually means...
Yeah, go any direction you want. Be as philosophical as you'd like to be.
It allows the Braves to live in a gray area, where they can do what they want and not have to worry about trying to stick to, you know, a previous statement that they've made, which is something we've also seen, like I said earlier, that we've kind of seen them kind of, you know, dig their own grave a little bit in that sense. So I think that it's just a term. It's just a kind of a catch-all term to kind of say nothing, essentially.
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly right. Ambiguous phraseology is what I was thinking of when I was driving in today. Sports teams do it a lot. So you could say, well, no, we did, you know, kind of, we did this and that, and we want to maintain financial. No, I agree with you, Joe, and I appreciate the analysis, and I appreciate the time, as always. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, I appreciate your very large vocabulary. That's impressive.
I'm really smart, Joe, so get used to it.
Yeah.
That's Joe Patrick there. I just can't spell anything. Also, I probably stole that phrase from someone else. That's Joe Patrick. He's our Braves insider. You can follow him on Twitter at JAPatrick200.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.